Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Professor Colleen Elders, clinical researcher at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. We haven't spoken for way too long. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm surviving. I'm just fine.
Yep. Well, listen, it's better than the alternative when we can't say that for everybody in the last couple of years. So that is a good thing. Either way, can we still use ivermectin for COVID-19? What is the current situation in South Africa and what has your research shown?
There hasn't been a lot of research coming from me, but the research is still coming out in the world on the efficacy of ivermectin, both for prophylaxis as well as treatment. But people are not using it as much. It's still legal to get it. It's still accessible through the correct routes, but people are not needing to use it. Omicron doesn't need heavy therapy. So coming out of the other end of this, we seem to be beyond having to use it right now. It's time now to reflect on what happened.
And, well, you know, that's the interesting thing. Yeah. I'm not sure that we're going to be very proud of how we've handled many parts of this pandemic, including the whole ivermectin story.
Yeah, well, it's to do with early therapeutics, not only ivermectin. There were other drugs as well that came under fire for political reasons. You know, right from the beginning, there was scientific uncertainty, and there was weak and conflicting public health guidance, both from the WHO right down to country level. Everybody was just repeating what the WHO said, and we've got to remember, they're just people, and none of them were thinking straight. There was a lot of mis and disinformation, and there was a lot of poor decision-making that ensued. It laid a foundation for the kind of mistrust that we now have in science. And that happened throughout the pandemic. The whole iterative process of scientific knowledge generation was destabilized completely. And we have a knowledge economy, and this knowledge economy favors profit. It favors corporate interests, and that's what pushed the mainstream media into pushing only vaccines, that anything that was early treatment was to be ignored or even poo-pooed and denigrated. So I think it's time now, as we come out of this pandemic, to reflect on what happened and how, if this ever happens again, we need to look more carefully at the research. Evidence-based medicine is broken.
Absolutely.
They broke it. And I'm sure David Sackett is turning in his grave to see what's happened. And that's our next phase, is to actually get a protocol for the next pandemic.
Professor Colleen Elders, I think you make absolute sense, and I think a lot of introspection is required. I think that we have to look back at this pandemic and understand what we did well, what we did appallingly, and how we can fix what we broke. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.